Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. You probably have heard of St. Francis of Assisi's The Prayer for Peace, and we will look at that a little bit later on. But when it comes to St. Francis himself, most of us know very little about him. So we're going to take just a minute or two to give you a very shortened summary of his life. There's a whole lot more to it than we can cover today. But I want you to understand where this man came from and the changes that happened in his life that led him to be a man of such tremendous influence. He was born in the year 1181 to a very wealthy Italian family. And for many years, he embraced that wealth and his position in society. Until one day, as a young man, he was in the marketplace selling the cloth that his father and his family had produced. A beggar approached him, looking for alms. He initially gave him nothing, but once he completed his transaction, he ran after the beggar and gave him absolutely everything he had. The beggar's plight had spoken very deeply to him. This, of course, made his father extremely unhappy. He eventually renounced his father's wealth and business and separated himself completely from the family, having to hide from his father in a cave for a while to avoid being caught and being drawn back into the life that he no longer wanted to be part of. He lived the rest of his life trying to emulate the life of Jesus Christ, owning nothing except for his cloak. He established the Franciscan order within the Catholic Church, and it too required its adherents to live a monastic lifestyle in a hope to better understand how Jesus lived his life so that they might be able to impact others more effectively for Jesus. The Prayer of Peace is attributed to St. Francis, although there is some disagreement upon if this was actually one of his writings or not, as it appears that it probably was written after St. Francis's death in 1226. But that doesn't mean that St. Francis didn't write it. It may have been part of the teaching he had for and with his Franciscan brothers, and was only put down on paper after his death. The influence of St. Francis continues in many parts of the world today, where people know that the essence of life is not what we can gain, what we can own, what we can have that is our own. It's instead a life of being able to give, to help others, to pour into others' lives. And that message is one that's so powerful for us even today. Our world right now is full of strife, full of conflict that's already happening and the threats of conflict yet to come. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or next week or next month or next year. The threats of war and violence are all around us. And this prayer of St. Francis is still one that is powerful for us today. Let me share it with you. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. And where there is darkness, light. O divine master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, not so much to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in loving that we are loved, and it is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. That's a powerful prayer from a man who had tremendous influence on the early Christian church. May we take the essence of that prayer, that part that says it is better and more important and more essential that we learn how to give of ourselves, to give what people need around us, that it is for us to receive it ourselves. And it is in the giving to others that we will receive the benefits to our lives now and to our lives forever. I hope you have a great day, my friends. Let this prayer give you some encouragement today. We will talk again tomorrow. Thank you for joining us today. And I invite you to join us every Monday to Friday right here at Starting Right with Danny Mac.